Welcome. I'm Christine Faluco here with Jeannie Dennis and Rachel Miller, our wonderful production manager for The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio station. For the next hour, we are going to dive into the theme of this pledge drive, Seek His Kingdom, and how to do so through the joy of the Bible. And we're going to get to talk about the Book of Esther Bible study. That is a Bible study that's being offered by The Quest now in partnership with Proclaim My Word. And it is a wonderful Bible study that is being brought to listeners. At the second half of the hour, Jeannie, our dear friends Anne and Marvin Seagraves are going to join us. What a privilege it is for us to be here this hour.
It really is, Christine. We're so excited, and it's going to be wonderful. We've known each other for so many years, so to be sharing this time together is just such a gift, such a gift.
It sure is. So before we get started, let's turn it to Rachel and ask if she'll give us an update so far on pledges.
All right. So before we get too far, let me tell you what our matching gift is. So this hour, we have a matching gift of $3,000.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Very exciting. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that means all of our callers, every dollar you give up to the $3,000 mark is doubled. So please go on and call in and light up phone line so that we can read your name on air. Come and call in honor of Jeannie and Christine.
Wow.
And that number is 470-508-1160. Or if the phone lines are busy, feel free to just go to thequestatlanta.com and click the donate button.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you to our donor.
Thank you, donors.
Yes.
Wow. What a fantastic start to our hour. Listeners, we came in saying we'd love to reach a goal of $7,000.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I think we're on the road.
I think we're on a good track.
We sure are, Jeannie. So as Rachel said, please help us this hour by calling 470-508-1160, or you can go online and donate at thequestatlanta.com. We are so grateful for all these donations and prayers that are going to be pouring in, and that is what's going to keep your 100% listener-supported Atlanta Catholic radio station thriving. So given that we're going to be talking about the theme of this pledge drive, Seek His Kingdom, and how we can seek His Kingdom, we are going to talk about the importance of reading the Bible and getting into His Word. And we also want to share that for our donors and for anyone who would like to have prayer said to them or for another, please call in and let us know of your prayer intentions. We have guardians right now who are in the Adoration Chapel praying for your intentions. They're praying for our listeners, and Jeannie, gratefully, they're praying for us.
Yes, thank goodness. Thank goodness. We're in good hands, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
So speaking of prayer, yes. Jeannie, would you please open us with a prayer?
Absolutely, absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you that you are here with us. We thank you for gathering us. You always tell us where two or more are gathered. You are here with us. We are so grateful for your presence with us, Lord. Father, we give you this radio station. We give you this Catholic radio station. It is a gift to not only those who are here working day by day, side by side, to be able to deliver the programs to us, to the listeners, and to all of those who just happen upon this radio station. But we ask that you open the hearts of those who are seeking, those who are looking for purpose, those who are looking for your word. So just send your Holy Spirit to direct their hands, to direct their hearts, open their hearts to find this radio station, Lord. And we ask that you minister to them as they grow in your word, and minister to us, Lord, over this next hour, over these next 2 days, to keep this radio station alive and growing in this Atlanta area and beyond. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Ah, Jeannie, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. So let's dive in. Let's talk about seeking His Kingdom. You know, Jeannie, I feel like that can be a term that is sometimes just thrown around a little bit. And, you know, when I really stop and think about His Kingdom, like, oh my goodness, bringing His Kingdom to us here and now, you know, what comes to me is just this idea of his kingdom is peace. It's joy. It's generosity. You know, it's forgiveness. And I know we've all experienced that, and we've all been in that presence. And when we have, it's transformational.
It is transformational. I think one of the things, Christine, that we've often talked about too, just in our community and our friendship, is it goes back so many years. And what were we doing during that time? So many Bible studies that we gather together to be a part of, to learn more of God, to learn more of His ways. We gained so much joy. We gained so much peace. We gained direction. We gained community. And the things that we would do together in the evenings of Bible study, let's say, we were all together seeking something. We were seeking something, but what we realized, we were seeking God and we were seeking His kingdom. So those are some of the ways that we do seek His kingdom. I look at this place as I came here today. This is my first time to the station. And you walk into a beautiful, peaceful, joyful, welcoming place. We're all seeking His kingdom. As together we are walking a journey to God, walking a journey to God. So some of the ways are just that togetherness that we're seeking His kingdom.
So true, Jeannie. It's so true. And that's why, listeners, we just hope that you will continue to help us with donations by calling 470-508-1160. Or again, you can go online and donate at thequestatlanta.com. It's so true that, yes, that is what we all desire deep in our hearts. It's no wonder that we seek His kingdom, and we may not even be aware that that's really what we desire, but that's what The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio station, strives to do with every program that they offer. And we want to talk a little bit about that, but let's go to Rachel. And Rachel, you give us an update.
Yes. All right. So first of all, I want to make sure that I tell you all that our generous donor of the matching gift is Kelly and George. So thank you so much, Kelly and George, for the matching gift. So we've already got a couple donors this hour, which is awesome. So the first one is Christine from Atlanta, and they said this is from Marissa, Pat, Olivia, Colin, and Brody. Look at this. We've got Carol F. from Jacksonville, Florida, Christine F. from Atlanta, Polly P. from Atlanta, and Michael O. Thank you all so much already for your donation. We've got to reach that $3,000 mark, so light up our phone lines, get calling in, go on thequestatlanta.com or call 470-508-1160.
Thank you, donors. Thank you for your generosity. And yes, as Rachel was saying, let's keep lighting up those phone lines, because what we're striving to do is to continue to enable The Quest to be able to bring programs like they have been bringing us. And that is what we want to do, is enable them to bring these programs to teach listeners how they can live His glorious kingdom here and now. You know, Jeannie, I've had the privilege of working with The Quest and really getting to know not only the people that are here, but the work that they are doing. And I have to say, I've just been so incredibly impressed. And I've really taken to heart all that it takes to put out a program.
Right, right.
And there's been such an effort over this last year to really learn, what is it that these listeners want? What is it that's so important about The Quest that is being brought to them? And, you know, I want to share a little bit, because with all of this kind of really learning what's important to them, we've had hundreds of listeners share, like, here's what's important to them. And one in particular said, I love that it has a variety of shows that help me to grow in my faith, to engage in my faith, defend and share my faith. They even like getting the Catholic news. And they love that it's faithful to the teachings of the church. And the last part that they mentioned, I feel like they just kind of summarized The Quest, but they said, I can trust The Quest Atlanta. And you know, that's such a big part, Jeannie, is making sure that those who are here and what is being shared on the programs is authentic to the faith. These are many experts in theology and priests. And Jeannie, I know you're a big listener of The Quest, and so I'd love to hear from you. You know, what are some of your favorite shows?
You know, it's so interesting, Christine, and I was thinking about this the last few days. This is such a gift to us. Atlanta has only had Christian radio. And for so many years in the workplace, I had the privilege of just being able to listen to my radio while I worked. But now we are so blessed to have Catholic radio in the Atlanta area. And I remember when at first there was talk about the Quest radio, like in the parking lot at church, you'd hear somebody, you know, there's going to be a Catholic radio starting in Atlanta. You're like, really, really? And so it was like in the halls of the church, we would hear rumors of Catholic radio coming to the Atlanta area. And at first, when it first launched, it was, I would listen to it a little bit in the car, and then it's become a part of the cog of my day. Over the last year and a half, especially, it's become such a tradition with me. And so one of the couple of programs, especially in the morning when I'm getting dressed, or sometimes my mornings start really early with my own business, I love listening to Father Ricardo. Mm. Father Ricardo is such a man after God's heart. He's such a man of a teaching. He has a gift of teaching, and he speaks through the word. Mm. He speaks through scripture. Having been a pastor for so many years and having that developed, let's say, in his life, but that has really come part of my day, listening to Father Ricardo and Teresa Tomeo. I love the Teresa Tomeo show in the mornings. She imparts authentic news to us. She has wonderful guest authors, people, lay people in the church that really, really inspire and encourage us on our journey. So those are two of my favorites in the morning. It sets the tone for my day. Mm. It really does. And being in my car, in and out of my car during the day, traveling back and forth to different accounts, I can just turn it on at any time of the day, which is great. It's
That's
really
wonderful,
great.
Jeannie. I can relate. And you know, with Father Ricardo, he brings in scripture so much throughout all of his program.
He does.
And that is one of the things that we're here talking about, because we talked about seeking his kingdom. And how do we do that? We do that through getting into his word, into the Bible, learning what his teachings are. And it's through those teachings that we learn how to seek his kingdom. Yes. So because scripture, because the Bible is so important to us, we want to sweeten the pot a little bit, Jeannie.
Yeah, we do.
And we are going to offer 8 Bibles, and those Bibles are going to go to anyone who donates $100 or more.
Ooh, wow. Okay, that's awesome. And actually, I was just about to hold up my little new donor sign, because we're getting a lot of new donors right now.
Wonderful.
So let's see who we've got. Thank you again to Christine from Atlanta, Carol F. from Jacksonville, Florida, Christine F. from Atlanta, Polly P. from Atlanta, Michael O. from Swanee, Mary C. from Swanee, and we've also got Jane B. from Dahlonega, Mary E. C. from Sandy Springs. I skipped this. Jane B. says, dedicated to my sister, Jeannie Denise.
Thank you, Jane.
Mm-hmm. And then Bridget P. donated in honor of Carrie Allen for Proclaim Your Word. And then Sue S. from Dunwoody donated in honor of Jeannie D.
It's my sisters, sisters. That's part of seeking his kingdom right there.
Community. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Mm. And that's what's so wonderful about when you do get into the word and you form these relationships around studying the Bible. And it's interesting, because I feel like, Jeannie, people who are living God's truth, spending time in the word, they end up becoming magnets.
Yes, they do.
And you may not even realize it, but these folks just end up carrying around a joy with them. You're just drawn.
And you know what that makes me think of, Christine, is like families, our parents form us and they send us out as adults. We are formed in a parish, and we've had a great formation of Bible studies, of the word, of mass, of community, then God sends us out. And that's part of what you're saying there. As lights, as magnets, he sends us out into the world to be magnets for others and to lead them on the journey. Like we're all walking a journey of, we're all magnets on a journey, and we just yes. collect as we go down the on the journey, which is an incredible image to behold. It really is.
It's so true. And if you are finding that the quest is becoming a magnet for you, where you just cannot get enough of the programs and the shows, and you find that the teachings are helping you grow, then please know we are standing by waiting for your donations, 470-508-1160, or you can go online to thequestatlanta.com. And, you know, that's one other thing, Jeannie, again, when I go back to just these wonderful responses that we've gotten from folks who have said, you know, why it is that they listen to The Quest and what it is that's so important to them. We had one listener who said, every time I listen, I learn new things to help me with my journey here on earth. Another one said, they listen because it helps build their faith and it gives me encouragement to live out my faith in my daily life. It helps to build up my family in the faith and to hear people who can give me the faith perspective on issues.
That's beautiful.
I love that. And, you know, not only are they the programs, but I love how there's the little snippets in between programs. So Mother Angelica,
who
always has pearls of wisdom, and even Chris Stefanik, I love his upbeat, go get life. And he's just this wonderful young, youthful dad of four kids, and he just always has something wonderful to share, some teaching.
Encouraging. Especially to parents.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So for those who are just tuning in and you're joining us, we are The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio station. This is Seek His Kingdom, the Spring Pledge Drive. And we are here in Roswell, Georgia, manning the phones. So please call 470-508-1160. And Rachel, I'm going to turn it to you.
Yeah, we've just got a couple more donors to announce. You guys are doing great. They must be going crazy in the phone room because I'm just watching the names pop up on my screen. So I'm sure there's more coming at the moment, but I'll just read you who else we have right now. So I also see Emily M. from Atlanta in honor of Christine. And Jack T. from Alpharetta. So he actually donated in honor of the volunteers from St. John's University alumni taking calls this week. So there's some alumni from St. John's University that have been taking calls throughout the day. They're taking calls tomorrow and Thursday. So, hey, if you're a St. John's alumni, go on and call in. Maybe you'll talk to one of your fellow alumni and call in and donate in their honor. We also have Georgiana T., from Woodstock. She's also donated, and I can still see some popping in, but I can't read the names yet, so we will have to come back and announce more donors pretty soon.
Wonderful. Thank you, family and friends, for your generous donations. Thank you for supporting The Quest. This is such a wonderful place. Again, we've just heard so much about why it is that people listen to The Quest and what it is that they're interested in learning and how Scripture is foundational to it all. You know, one of the things that comes to mind as far as the Scriptures go, Jeannie, and we're talking about seeking His kingdom and how we want His kingdom, you know, at our homes, in our workplaces, in our lives. And I was reminded of a story that happened. And this was, I was at the office and I've got this wonderful print behind me, and it was one of my brother's, and it means a lot to me. It's pretty good size. It's like 24 by 36 inches.
It's a good size.
It's a good size, yeah. And it's framed and it's glass. And I came in and sat down, nowhere near the picture, and all of a sudden, it just came crashing down to the ground, and the glass just shattered everywhere, and everyone in my office, at Lighthouse, came running in just to make sure that I was okay. And I was completely untouched. It was unbelievable. And there were shards of glass everywhere. And wouldn't you know, it was probably about, I don't know how many hours later in the day, but I was given the scripture. And the scripture was Psalm 91, verses 7 through 8. And it reads, though 1,000 fall at your side, then 10,000 at your right hand, near you it shall not come. You need simply to watch.
That's the power of his word. It's the power of his word. It really is, Christine. Thank you for sharing that. There's so many things in scripture that are so validating, right? Another time in my life when 2009, God allowed everything to be taken away from me. My last parent, my mother, passed away on Mother's Day morning unexpectedly. I was a recession layoff. Another friend was killed in a car accident. All of this happened within 40 days. And one day I have this devotional, Mary Day by Day. And I was reading it in the morning. And it was every day had a scripture with a devotion reading to it. And on this particular day, it was the scripture out of Jeremiah 31. And it reads, with age, O love, I have loved you, so I have kept my mercy toward you. Again, I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt. And that just gave me so much life after learning how to reinvent myself for the first time really in my life on every level. This scripture was almost so palpable to me, I could taste it. Mm-hmm. And it gave me life. It really gave me life. And to this day, I still refer to that scripture on certain days that may be challenging. Mm-hmm. I may need direction. I always go back to that scripture. That is the power of his word.
That's fantastic, Jeannie. And I want us to talk a little bit about the scripture that the Quest, in partnership with Proclaim My Word, is bringing its listeners. And let's talk about, you know, this study. It's such an amazing study that is being brought. It's the Book of Esther. It's a Bible study podcast, and the Quest has joined in partnership with Proclaim My Word. Proclaim My Word has been founded by Carrie Allen, and her co-host, Linda, are the ones that bring the Book of Esther study to listeners in a 6-part series. Carrie Allen has been teaching Bible studies for over 20 years. She has a master's in theology and such a gift for teaching on the Bible. Now, the Book of Esther is a relatively short book in the Bible, and it can be tough to follow because of the big names, and there's so many of them, but they really break it down.
Yeah.
And we want to talk a little bit about that. And I know you too have taken a number of Bible studies from Carrie Allen.
Absolutely. And let's remind people, they can listen not only on their computers, they can download the app on their phones, on their laptops, on their iPads. Any tablet they have, download that app. You can listen to it anywhere you are.
Absolutely. And one last pitch here, please call in 470-508-1160 or go online, thequestatlanta.com.
Hello, I'm Nadia from St. Thomas Aquinas in Alpharetta, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
It's here. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest. This is Seek His Kingdom, your Atlanta Catholic radio station's spring pledge drive. We are here to journey together with you and take your calls in support of AM 1160, The Quest. Stay tuned for more great local content and call in to support your Catholic radio at 470-508-1160 to get your pledge in. Check out the schedule and interview lineup on thequestatlanta.com. You can click the donate button to pledge a donation or call 470-508-1160. Help the Quest to build up his kingdom. It's not too late. If you're listening, you know you're enjoying. So be part of this important mission today. 470-508-1160. God bless.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
St. Pope John Paul II said, "The root of the culture of death is our inordinate preoccupation with efficiency." In today's culture, we value doing over being. We are defined by what we do instead of who we are as precious children of God, made in His image. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops says this about life. We proclaim that human life is a precious gift from God, that each person who receives this gift has responsibilities toward God, self, and others, and that society, through its laws and social institutions, must protect and nurture human life at every stage of its existence, from natural conception to natural death. Please take every opportunity you can to respect and affirm the value of all human life, from womb to tomb. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com. Please join us in a prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's VerseBright.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
Welcome back. Wow, what an uplifting tune. And that's going to be a teaser for you because I want listeners to go on who have not listened to the Book of Esther Bible Study podcast so you can hear the lyrics that go with that wonderful tune, which is Know My Word, Live My Word, Proclaim My Word. And we are going to be talking here in just a moment with Ann and Marvin Seagraves about the Book of Esther and the study and studying the Bible. But before we do, Rachel, let's turn it over to you.
Oh my goodness, we have so many announcements. So just a reminder, we have a generous matching donor this hour, up to $3,000 of this hour. And you know what? I just got my message that we are at $2,175 and they are still typing these in. So, oh yeah, you want, well, we got to get a little closer to ring the bell. Let me see if we've got any monthly donors for that bell. Too excited.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so we have so many donors and they are still coming in. So we are getting there. Please keep calling in. Apparently online is lighting up as well. So thank you so much to our donors. The number again is 470-508-1160, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com. Let's just thank some of the donors that have come in since we last announced. So thank you to Marianne S. from Dunwoody, and she's donating in honor of both Christine and Jeannie.
Thank you
to Chris H. from Woodstock, Caroline C. from Atlanta in honor of Christine.
Thank you.
Tracy C. from Kennesaw in honor of Christine.
Thank you.
We've got Thomas F. from Dunwoody. Thank you. He says, thank you, Quest, Katie, Tom, Caroline, and Addison.
Ah, my dear family.
And then Melissa T. from, you know what, Knoxville, Tennessee. And Melissa says, Christine, you are a guiding voice.
Thank you, Melissa.
And then we've got Marianne R. from Johns Creek in honor of Christine. Christine, you are popular. I see more Christines popping in down here. This is great. And then Suzanne.
Dear friends.
Yes. Yeah, and Suzanne A. from Atlanta, also in support of Christine. Dorothy O. from Smyrna for Christine and Jeannie, and Jessica E. for Christine. Oh, Jessica E. is from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes.
So we've got friends in far places. So thank you guys all so much for donating. Remember, every dollar these donors have just donated is doubled. So please call in. Let's get to that 3,000 matching gift mark. The number again is 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
Thank you, family. Thank you, friends. And thank you, our matching donor. And also, let's go ahead and give away those Bibles because we are going to be talking about getting in the Word, and we want everyone to have a Bible in their hand. So, Jeannie, we've got Ann and Marvin Seagraves joining us on the line. They are dear friends of us. They, too, have taken a number of studies from Carrie Allen.
Very special couple. Very special couple to us personally and to our church. They really are. I remember, I guess it's been 20 years ago, Marvin and Ann have always been above. They've raised the bar, really, for all of us with their prayer life as individuals and also as a beautiful married couple. But they are such generous people with themselves, with their time, with their prayers for us, welcoming us into their home for events or just gathering us for community, for really community. So our lives are richer as a result. They really are.
And it's been this community that has come out of a lot of the Bible studies.
Absolutely.
And especially we mentioned Bible studies that Carrie Allen has taught. And just for anyone that is joining us as a refresher, what we're talking about now is this wonderful Bible study. It's the Book of Esther podcast that Carrie Allen and her co-host Linda have put together for us. It's a 6-part series, and I cannot say enough things about this Bible study. In fact, I was at church this morning and I was talking to a woman coming out and mentioned the Book of Esther, and she could not stop talking about it and how all of her girlfriends have done this book.
Well, the good news is you can still listen to it, even though it has aired, you know, every week for the last, I believe, 6 weeks, was it? You can still go onto thequest.com and you can still listen to the podcast anytime that you want to listen to it.
Well, speaking of listening, let's listen to a clip from the Book of Esther.
Esther and Mordecai were created to make a difference and help God's children survive. As Mordecai said to Esther, "You were created for such a time as this." Esther loved God, and she desired to do his will, even if it cost her life. As Romans 8:28 says, "He causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." You and I and all of our listeners have been created to make a difference. It's not by chance that you're here at this exact time in history. Just as Esther was created for such a time as this, so too are we. That realization in and of itself is pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You may be called to make a difference in a small way, or you may be called to make a difference in a great way. But either way, you have an assignment from God.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree, Carrie. Carrie, that is comforting and scary news kind of all at the same time about this assignment.
Right.
How can we look at this notion of assignment in a way that helps us get through the anxious feelings or concerns and really get to action on our assignment?
Okay. I think a great place to start is with the question, first of all, do you know what your assignment is? Do you know what your assignment from God is? And if you're not sure, ask him and he will let you know. If you truly want to do his will, he will reveal it to you.
That was a clip from the Book of Esther Bible Study podcast that is being offered by The Quest in partnership with Proclaim My Word. And what you got was exactly what happens in this Bible study. Carrie teaches about the Book of Esther. She dives into it and gives an interpretation of what is taking place. And at the same time, Linda just asks these compelling questions, mm-hmm. questions that I know I would like to ask.
They're a good team.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's go one more time for an update from Rachel and then chat with Ann and Marvin.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness, this is incredible. We are getting so many donations. So thank you to all of our donors. You guys are great, and we can tell. And we've got an excited bell in here, and we can tell how much you love Christine and Jeannie, because I keep seeing all of these comments in the from the donors. So we have Allison D from Woodstock. In honor of Jeannie, she says, "Love hearing your voice and love you so much."
Oh,
so thank you, Allison. And we've got Carol A. from Dahlonega. Sasha D. from Atlanta. In honor of Christine.
Thank you, friend.
Susan A. from Atlanta. In honor of Christine.
Thank you.
Let's see. Chrissy C. from Johns Island. Does this say South Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. And Chrissy says, Christine, wishing you many continued blessings, dear friend.
Mm, thank you.
So sweet. Thank you so much to all of our donors. We're still trying to reach that $3,000 match,
thank you,
but
friends.
We're going to get there. So please call in. Again, that number is 470-508-1160 or go online to thequestatlanta.com.
Thank you, friends. Thank you, family. And let's go to Anne, who I know is on the line with us. Anne, you have taken so many Bible studies, too, from Carrie. Man. And we've all benefited richly. Yes, I have. So I'd love to hear, and I know Jeannie would as well, because I think you've got a story about how it is that you actually got into Bible study.
Well, I do, and it took a long time. But as you know, I was raised Catholic. I went to a Catholic school for 12 years. Yet I had really no knowledge of the Bible whatsoever. But I have a vivid memory of my confirmation. I had this, burning desire to be a Christian. Hmm. I just didn't know who Jesus was, but I really wanted to be confirmed, and I understood what it meant. And I remember that. So it was a long journey for me, probably about 15 years. I went to college, got married, had a child, not a very faithful Catholic at all, yet I always considered myself Catholic. And I never lost the desire to read the Bible, but it was almost like on my bucket list, I want to read the Bible before I die.
Nice bucket list.
kind of funny when you look at what happened, but I went to a talk by Father Tim Hepburn, which many of your listeners may know, and he said, what I remember, if you don't have a prayer life, get one, even if it's only 5 minutes a day. Mm. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, get one. Well, I didn't feel like I had either, but I wanted both. So I began, I think, having a conversion of heart. At about that time, we saw that Carrie Allen was about to start a Bible study on Isaiah at Christ the King. I think it was around 2004. And as you know, many of the prophecies in Isaiah relate to Jesus, our Savior. And that really piqued my interest to continue with Bible study. So that was followed that very same year by a Life in the Spirit seminar led by Carrie. Mm-hmm. And then The Passion of the Christ came out that Easter, and that had a profound effect on me. And I began to have that personal relationship with our Lord. And I realized over around that time that God gave us his word in the Bible so that we could get to know him. That was the purpose of reading the Bible. You know, this was really his way of forming a relationship with his people.
Yes.
So I took many, many Bible studies over the years, one or two every year, honestly. And I find that every time you read or study the Bible, you get new insights. It's never the same. It just opens up to you and kind of gives you what you want or what you need at any period of your life. It nurtures us and helps us grow in our faith. So honestly, it's just been a wonderful experience to get into the Bible. And I don't think I'll ever stop studying it.
Mm. That's wonderful, Anne. Thank you so much. And it's so true. It's those lessons just keep coming. And I think that same series of lessons occurs with the Book of Esther Bible study. Mm-hmm. It's a book that maybe many have read some time ago, but given what's going on in our times, I found so many lessons to help with today. And we want to talk more about that. But before we do, we want to turn it back to Rachel, who's got an update.
Yeah, I have to interrupt for a minute because we have some very exciting news. We have had some amazing, generous donors this hour, and we have reached our $3,000 match.
Oh, yay! Wonderful. That is fantastic.
Yeah. I don't even have to tell Christine. She knows to ring that bell. You want to ring it again, Christine?
Yes, go for it.
I love the bell.
All right, so thank you guys so much. But does that mean that we should stop donating this hour?
No, absolutely
not. I don't think so. We've got 20 minutes left. So guys, thank you so much. Please keep calling. Our phone number again is 470-508-1160. Or those of you who are tech savvy can go online to thequestatlanta.com. And thank you so much to all of our donors. This is so awesome. So thank you. Please keep calling again. That number is 470-508-1160.
Wonderful. Oh my goodness. Thank you, donors. Thank you for putting us closer and closer to our $7,000 goal, which I know we're going to get there and go above and beyond. Thank you for that. So we want to continue our conversation here that we're having with Ann and Marvin. And Ann, I want to ask you, so with the Bible studies that you've taken and now most recently having taken the book of Esther, was there a lesson in it that you found most valuable that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I found Esther's prayer the most valuable to me personally. And I actually I've changed it to fit my own life, and I say it quite often. Mm. It's a useful theme as you pray for your family members or friends or our country, or the end of the pandemic, and I have a little line memorized here. It's from C 23-25. Be mindful of us, O Lord. Manifest yourself in the time of our distress and give us courage. Save us by your power and help us who are alone and have no one but you, O Lord. And I just feel like that's so perfect for all the problems that we're facing today, you know, with families and the church and our country.
And would you read that again? Because it's so beautiful. I think it's worthy of reading twice.
Sure, I will. Be mindful of us, O Lord. Manifest yourself in the time of our distress and give us courage. Save us by your power and help us who are alone and have no one but you, O Lord.
That is so
beautiful.
This
was the prayer Esther prayed before she went into the king to plead for her countrymen.
Mm, that is so beautiful.
And what a perfect prayer for now. But speaking of Esther, I think that Rachel has got another announcement for us.
Yeah, I do. This is incredible. This is an incredible hour. Isn't that right? Oh my goodness. So we have another anonymous matching donor. So another matching donor who's remaining anonymous. And this is a donation in honor of the Book of Esther, right? And so this matching gift will be for $1,000. So we had our $3,000 match. We made it. But let's keep ringing that phone line, because if we can get up to that $1,000, the next $1,000 will be doubled, and all in honor of the Book of Esther podcast.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for that update. And Jeannie, we'd love to have a little bit of time to converse too with Marvin here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Marvin, again, we'd love to hear from you how you got into Bible study, because as I understand it, your story is different from Ann's.
Yeah, it is. Unlike Ann, I'm not a cradle Catholic. I was raised in a Protestant Baptist home, and actually my grandfathers, both of them on each side, were the real people that got me interested in the Bible. They were very faithful men, and they were very versed in the scripture. And so I converted when Ann and I got married, and we lived at the university there in Athens. And as Ann mentioned, a couple of years there, several years, more than a few, we were, you know, maybe lost, but we're always seeking, and I always viewed myself as a Christian and a Catholic, but we weren't that, in tune with the day-to-day faith. But in my mid-20s, within a year and a half, my mother and father both passed away, and along with some other self-inflicted wounds, I was just devastated, and I started to pray. And when I say pray, I don't mean I was reciting the Lord's Prayer or some other prayer like that. I started talking to God, and, you know, really in a sense of despair, and cried out to God to help me, to give me faith, and to help me to in my life. I was just so lost. And so that led us to start going to Mass on Sundays, not every Sunday at that time, but this was, you know, a start. And then that led to, I started reading the daily readings every day, and I don't know why that happened. I just started doing it. But when I started doing the daily readings, I really, really started to fall in love with the scriptures. And that led me to start reading not just the daily readings, just the verses, but the entire chapters. So I did that for 4, 5, 6 years, and I went through this 2 cycles at least. And so by then I've read quite a bit of the Bible. But I realized that although I knew a lot and I had started to put things together, I needed instruction. Mm-hmm. And so as Ann said, we signed up for the Bible study with Carrie Allen at the Christ the King. And it was Isaiah. And Isaiah was a challenge for a first-time Bible study. I mean, it's a long book and it's complicated. But we just loved it. And so that was the beginning, and we've done many Bible studies. Ann's done more than I, but for years we've been still doing the studies, and the effect of all this is it's just been a real incredible blessing to my life and to Ann's life, and it's really led us more closely and closely to the teachings of the church and to, you know, our expression of our faith in Christ. So that's sort of the way it happened.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Marvin, for sharing.
You know, Marvin and Ann, I remember that book of Isaiah study, and it was, yeah. Carrie wrote that book, that study, I should say. And Carrie started the Monday morning women's Bible study at the cathedral. And we took on that Bible study for the Monday night Bible study for those of us who could not, you know, join Monday morning. But I remember so vividly that Bible study because it is challenging. But I think that strengthened our arms. I think it strengthened all of us in His Word. And it strengthened us as a community because we were all together and we were all seeking His kingdom. So it was a tough Bible study, but it was profound. And look what has come from it, Marvin. It's been very meaningful.
Well, speaking of Bibles... Rachel has an announcement to share as far as the Bibles go that were there at the top of the hour.
Yeah, so if you are just tuning in, you might have missed this announcement earlier, but so we have 8 Bibles that we are giving away this hour to donors who donate $100 or more. So I am the first 8 people to do that this hour. Congratulations, you are winning a beautiful Bible.
More bells.
More bells. So those lucky recipients are Christine, who donated from Marissa, Pat, Olivia, Colin, and Brady, Carol F., Polly P., Michael O., Mary C., Jane B., Bridget P., and Jack T. Congratulations. Let's ring the bell again.
Congratulations and thank you. Thank you so much.
And I remember Carrie saying, if you have a Bible, pass it on to someone else. Pass it on to someone else.
That is so
perfect.
Spread
the good news.
You know, speaking of this latest study, the Book of Esther, you know, Marvin, a question for you. You know, it is the Book of Esther, and many listeners may think that this is a study for women. But what would you say to the men to encourage them to take the Book of Esther or to just simply even get into a Bible study?
Well, I would say that the I'll put it this way. Knowledge, a scripture that I'd like to share is from 2 Peter. His divine power has bestowed on us everything that makes for life and devotion through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and power. So knowledge of God is the key to happiness and devotion. And so by studying scriptures, we learn to know God, who God is. We learn to know about His love, His protection, His provision, mercy, comfort, consolation, wisdom, all the attributes that God has. And most of all, we learn of His love for us. And so the just the knowledge of God itself is like, you know, it's knowledge of self. So by doing that, by studying the Bible, by increasing your knowledge of God, then, you know, it bleeds into your life. And so I just think that, you know, the Bible studies that we've done have all been really, really wonderful. And it's increased my faith so much in just knowing who God is. And the second part of this is that we have to get down to this question that Peter asked the disciples, who do you say I am? Mm-hmm. Peter says, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Well, that requires a response. If you believe that, it really requires a response. And so it turns us to our identity, who we really are, and we are the children of God. And so by sharing the Word of God in the community and in our families and through the Bible studies, we are growing in our faith and growing closer to everybody, and it's the unity of the body of Christ that's really what it's for, I believe.
You're right, Marvin. And you know what? When you said the unity, it makes me think of so many conversations I've had with you, and not only standing on the in the church parking lot, but even in your home, you will mention scripture. You will always mention something from His Word. And that has affected my life, Marvin. That is a memory I have of both you and Ann. So it's almost like it's become innate with you, and it's just part of the breath of your life, both of you as a couple, but individually, especially Marvin. And that's a memory that I have of our conversations and times together is the word.
And with that, we do want to share with people more about where they can still find the Book of Esther. But before we do, Rachel has an update for us.
Yes. So we've got a couple more donors. So Chrissy C. from Johns Island, South Carolina, she donated a second time. So thank you, Chrissy C.
And shout out to Chrissy. She wants a Bible.
Oh my goodness. And then Jen S. from Decatur says, Christine, thanks for sharing your faith and helping my family be strong. Marilyn K. from Villa Rica, Georgia, in memory of my loving husband, Doug, and in honor of Christine. Thank you, Marilyn. And then Bill M., in honor of Carrie Allen. Now, I want to remind everybody that we do have that last-minute anonymous matching gift of $1,000. Would you like to know how close we are to that goal?
Yes.
All right, so we are about $225 away.
Oh, we can do it here.
We are almost there. Come on, guys. Call in. Light up that phone line, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. We can do this. $225, that's nothing. Come on, guys. Call in.
Oh, thank you, donors. Absolutely. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for helping us close this remaining amount. And I do want to share with you that you still can listen to the Book of Esther Bible study. Again, it's a 6-part series. It has been recorded, and here's where you can find it. You can listen by either going to thequestatlanta.com, the website, look for the Programs tab at the top of the website, click on it, and you'll see the Book of Esther and all the recordings. You can also go to the app, and on the app, go to Programs on Demand and look for local shows, and there you will find the Book of Esther, and I promise you, you will be learning. I know when I did it, especially lessons 4 and 5, I could not keep up with the notes. I was taking so many copious notes. And if there's anyone who is new or looking to become a convert to the Catholic faith, I just want to share too that tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we are going to have a priest who is going to be talking to converts. And Linda, who is the co-host of the Book of Esther Bible study, she herself was a convert. And so a real inspiration.
And when I first met her, I never would have known that. Never would have known that. I remember.
Definitely.
I remember that. She was part of our community, it seems like forever. So thank you so much, Lord, for that.
So Rachel has got another announcement as far as donors go. Thank you, donors.
Yes. So before we close out our hour, thank you to Laura W. From Atlanta for your donation. And I know we're about to wrap up, but please keep calling in. Thank you all so much for your support of this hour and your support of the quest. And maybe somebody could close this out with prayer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you so much for this Catholic radio station. We ask that you send your blessing over to all of the donors that have contributed to this hour, all of those who have contributed to this whole day and who are going to be contributing for the next 2 days. Lord, we ask that you double their blessings, double their desire to give, to continue to listen to Catholic Radio, the Quest 1160 AM. Minister to us, Lord, as we go on with our night, as we move on into this pledge drive for the next 2 days. Minister to everyone here at the Quest, Lord, and to all those who are listening. We pray for hearts to be turned. We pray for hearts to be changed. And Lord, we especially pray for those who do not know you will come home to their faith. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Please stay tuned, because after our brief commercial break, we will have the Angelus. Thank you, everyone.